gospel soul, breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.janicejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Amen, amen, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to My Gospel Soul. Praise God. Praising the Lord. I had to chase my little Yoshi around. He is something else. Praise God. But welcome to the show. Amen. To God be the glory for the great things that He has done. We're going to start the show off. Amen. With a song by your very own Pastor Jay. All right. This song right here says, Father. We'll be right back.
To get me through, please tell me what to do. I'm crying out to you, it apart, betrayed by deceiving lies, forgiveness has me on the rise. Jesus is my sword and shield, all my sins He paid to be. Yes, I know that He is real, that's why I call His name. I call Him
Father.
I'm
Father. That was one of my songs, amen, that I made a minute ago. Praise God, amen. But, yeah, giving God the glory because it's still just as powerful as it was. Amen. When, amen, I made it. Praise God, amen. Thank you, Father God, amen. Hallelujah for the word. Listen, so today we're going to be talking from 1 Peter 4. Amen. 1 Peter 4. Amen. Christ suffers for us in the flesh. Amen. Arm yourselves likewise. We're going to get into that a little later on in the broadcast. Praise God. Amen. But you know, we have formalities. Praise God. We have some formalities. Amen. So definitely, praise God, want to, amen, encourage you, praise God, through our favorite statement, praise God. But you know, we let you know what's going on in the weather first. Amen. Y'all know it's cold here in Houston. Lord Jesus, it is cold. I went out there just for a few minutes, amen, and got my cell phone back in here. Praise God, amen. Need God to, you know, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus, amen. Praise God, amen. So we'll let you know what's going on. It's Wednesday, y'all. Hump day, amen. Sunny, not as cool, with highs in the upper 40s, southeast wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for tonight, it's going to be mostly cloudy, not as cool, with lows in the upper 30s. Southeast wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming south after midnight. On Thursday, hallelujah, heavy fog in the morning, mostly sunny, not as cool, with highs in the upper 60s. I know y'all waiting for that. Thursday's going to be your day. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. And for Thursday night, mostly clear, lows in the upper 30s, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming north 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles after midnight. And for Friday, sunny. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Much cooler with highs in the lower 50s. North wind, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Gusts up to 30 miles per hour. And for Friday night, it's going to be clear. It's going to be a little bit colder. All right, the lows are going to be in the 20s. Okay, you heard what I said. The wind chill value is going to be as low as 15. Jesus, the offense all around me. Hey, hallelujah. When I say it's cold outside, yes it is. Amen. But yeah, give God the glory for the great things that he has done. Amen. Next song comes to me, stand by David, by Billy on Pastor.
Yeah. been known for a two-step. But won't forget I won't step unless you step. Stay in the water, but it's shallow. I need more depth. Try to dance solo, but I laugh at the concept. We gotta dance like Daisy. So I need you to be my Jonathan. I need you to be my best friend. Maybe then I can dance off the pavement. How we only get higher at the peak, but I'm still so inspired. Out of control, like my soul's on fire. Tears cry, rain dance, call me Young Jeremiah. A prospect to be a prophet, and I don't even want a prophet. Time to release, according to Miss Janice. Get up, move your feet, we trying to rain peace.
Come on in. Get your praise on.
Right?
Here's our favorite segment.
My gospel soul, favorite statement. God favors me today. God honors me today. I am a success today. I have God's special favor on me today. He makes his face to shine upon me today. He is gracious to me today. I am someone very special with the Lord. I like people, and they like me. I am flowing in God's love, and others are receiving healing, both in mind and body, through my life and ministry. I am growing in the Lord. I am waxing strong in spirit. I am growing in wisdom, and I have favor with God and man. I obtain favor in the sight of all who look upon me. I shall have favor today with people. I will meet nice people today. I shall have good relationships with people today. I shall favor and honor others today. I will be a blessing to the Lord. I will be a blessing to others. I am a person of prayer. God is bringing me into favor and success today. Confess favor with people, businesses, your family, friends, city, boss, and co-workers, and everyone you come in contact with. This has been my gospel soul's favorite statement. God bless.
Amen. Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to My Gospel Soul, where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. Amen.
My gospel soul with Pastor JC.
Thank God. Amen. So we're here today. Amen. We got an awesome topic. Praise God. Amen. That's going to bless you. Amen. I believe that it will. Praise God. A lot of times, amen, we want to know, amen, things about Christ, you know, and what do we do during the hard times, praise God, amen. So today we're going to talk about, or we're going to talk about the flesh. Listen, it's not an easy task to crucify the flesh when you live in a world where everything is flesh. Everything is about the flesh. And I'm talking about everything, you know. Vanity is taking over. We're here, you know, vain glory. We talked about that yesterday, and this is where we are. Amen. And so today, just gonna, you know, get into it. Praise God, mainly because up to you know, hear the word or hear this type of word often, praise God, because when we don't talk about it, praise God, we end up doing things, praise God, that is not conducive to our spiritual life, praise God, and puts us in a position, praise God, to fall from grace, I guess you could say, sin, you know, and you just don't want to be in that place, hallelujah. You really want, amen, to do all that you know how to do to be in right standing with God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, and like I said, praise God, sometimes you think that you're doing well, but you pick up some stuff along the way, and you need for God that burden off of you. And so it's important to know what those things are. When I go into crusade, I talk about it a lot because I'm a crusader. Amen. And just lately, God is bringing me back to my roots as far as what he has called me to do, praise God, which is to set the captives free, praise God, through testimony, through word, through calling sin, sin, and not calling sin in a way to condemn you, but to let you know that you are condemned already. And I know that sounds harsh, but it just look at it like this. If I'm coming to you and I'm telling you God wants, amen, to change your life, praise God, amen, you know that you're dealing with sexual perversion. You know you're dealing with fornication. You know you're dealing with adultery. You know you're drinking and, you know, drugs have gotten a hold of you, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's condemnation. You know, we try to sugarcoat and make things pretty, but it's like it is. It's like if you see a pile of feces, you're not say, okay, well, that's a good looking pile of feces. Well, it don't stink that bad. No, you're gonna call it what it is. So even when we deal with calling sin, praise God. Amen. It's called telling the truth. Amen. Bringing you to a place where you can face the truth about your own life. Now, it's not my job to just be in your face on your, you know, you ain't going to heaven. I have no judge. I mean, I have no heaven or hell to put you in. I'm not the judge, praise God. But I will read the word, praise God. And it's totally, understand this, it's totally up to you, praise God, to receive it. Amen. If you decide not to receive it, that's between you and God. The word of God says work out your own soul salvation, which we would have got to that yesterday. Praise God. That's because it's the whole entire responsibility is on you, praise God. Amen. It ain't on your pastor. It ain't, that's why I say if you got pastor salvation, oh, the pastor ain't right. I ain't going to church. You know, I pastor salvation. Oh, the people that ain't right. You got saint salvation. You are member salvation. You need to make sure that your service, praise God, is to, amen, hallelujah, and that it ain't contingent on if everybody else is doing right or if somebody can see you. Come on, amen, hallelujah. So I'm excited about this scripture today. Amen. We're in 1 Peter. Praise God. We're in 1 Peter. Amen. And I want to pray before we get started. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Father God, for meeting us right here where we are right now. Amen. And we ask you, Father God, to help us be good ground. Amen. That a word is said to call someone to say, what must I do to be saved? And what must I do to be closer? Or how do I get delivered? And Lord, we just thank you for it right now. Your son Jesus saying. All right. In 1 Peter 4, it says, for as much then as Christ had suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. And that's plain. You're going to suffer in the flesh. two seats from sin. I'm just going to tell you. Praise God. Because let's be honest, it's a lot of things in this world that feel good. It's a lot of things in this world that gives us joy and makes us feel happy. You know, but the end of that thing is destruction. Praise God. Amen. I've known people who were alcoholics when they were younger. They drink, and they brag about how much they could drink, and now they dealing with dialysis and all kinds of issues in their older life, praise God. The enemy does not tell us, hey, you gonna get in a car wreck after you drink all this. No, he just tell you, go ahead, drink. Chug, you know. He gets in there, and he manipulates, and he influences, and before you know it, the end of that thing is destruction, praise God, amen. Oh, I'm mad. The devil tell you get mad at your girlfriend. The devil say, go get in that car, speed off, drive, you know, do this. And before you know it, you're in the car. You know, so the enemy does not give you the conclusion of the whole matter. He loves to jump around there in your anger, jump around there in your lustful ways. He loves to get in there and make you just go extreme, you know, because he knows the end of it is destruction. He knows that he thinks it's going to be victorious in this, in that moment. So what you have to do is you have to be mindful, praise God, of all, amen, the things that God, amen, tells you about in this word. You have to get it in your spirit. Amen. Christ suffered for us in the flesh. It says, so arm yourself likewise with the same mind. You're going to suffer in the flesh, praise God. Amen. It's going to be things, praise God, amen, your flesh want to do, praise God. But you got to crucify that flesh and say, for God I live, for God I die. I'm going to live this thing out right. I'm going to walk this thing out right, glory to God. Amen. If it's not in the word, and watch this, I'm going to go here. If it's even a gateway, because I hear people say, well, it ain't sin. Amen. And I found myself saying, well, that ain't sin. But God had to show me something. He took me back, praise God, to when I was a kid. And we went to the baseball park in the little country town that I'm from. We go to the baseball park. Everybody was at the field, you know, people playing softball, baseball, whatever. And I was a kid. But, you know, you fall in love. Oh, I love him. Oh, he loves, you know. And so I had never kissed a boy or none of that. So the young man was like, you know, we were sitting there talking. One thing led to another. Boom, we kissed. My brother sees it. My brother runs to my mother and says, Mama Janice going to get pregnant. It's so my mom was, you know, but I'm bringing it up because we say you can't get pregnant from kissing, but it's what it leads to. And a lot of times we play around with our flesh in that way. You know, oh, I can go so far. I ain't going to do nothing. I can go right to the edge and I ain't not going to do nothing. But you're playing Russian roulette with your soul. Come on. It says he has suffered in the flesh and has ceased from sin. He that suffered in the flesh, praise God. Why do you think it says suffered? Amen. It's not just talking about persecution and people saying about you and all this, but it's some things that you got to let go of that you don't want to let go of, you know, that please and appease your flesh. You have to let it go. That's a form of suffering. In verse 2, it says that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Amen. To the lust of men, but to the will of God. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's think about the lust of men. Praise God. Amen. We the cares of this world, the things that we desire to have in this world, the things that we the things that sparkle in front, you know, in front of us. Oh, I gotta have a big house. Oh, I gotta have the this, and oh, I gotta have the that, you know. And oh, my homeboy got this, so I gotta get it. Oh, my homegirl got all these purses, so I gotta get them, you know. And before you know it, praise God, your whole life is set up off of lusting after different things, praise God, coveting different things, praise God, amen. And you have no peace, so now you're working to support those things, amen. Amen. So your whole life is set up off of chasing after the things and cares of this world, amen. But when you, amen, see from sin, praise God, which means, you know, sacrificing those things, amen, that arouse the flesh, guess what, amen, then you are in the will of God, hallelujah. And I know some people say, well, I can have a big car and I can have a nice house, but you know, for some people, praise God, they don't live for that house, but if some folks live for that house, amen, glory to God. And some folks, they can wear a pair of Reebok, amen, or a pair. They can wear a regular pair of tennis shoes, or they can wear a pair of Jordans. It don't make them no difference. But you got some folks, they got to wear a pair of Jordans. That means that you worship things, and your value is in things. My God, hallelujah. So you have to be careful, amen, how you set your life up. A lot of people want big cars, you know, nice cars, big houses, and expensive clothes because they want to fit in, or they want to look like they're successful. When all along inside, you know, they're miserable. Come on. You try to compensate the different areas of your life that you are unsatisfied in. So you have to be careful. Why are you getting all these things? Why are you seeking? Who, you know, come on. Amen. A lot of men go after women that don't love them. Come on. Amen. But she's beautiful. She looks good. She's fine. She whatever. And it'll be impressive to other people. But you know the lady don't love you. And you know, you come on. You know, but she just makes you look good. That's not a good reason to be with someone. Amen. Hallelujah. You're all in your business. Hallelujah. Listen to verse 3. For the time past of our life, for the time past of our life, may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walk in lasciviousness, lust of wine, reveling, banquets, and abominable idolatry. Now, I'm one of those people, I can read all that, but I like to tell you what it is. People get so confused on this lasciviousness. It says when we walk in lasciviousness. So what's lasciviousness? It says lewd, lustful. Now, I'm going to do a whole podcast on lasciviousness because people make excuses to operate in lasciviousness. They make excuses to stay in a perverse place, to stay in a lewd place so they can feel comfortable about that place. And you let me tell you something, praise God. The enemy is slick and he's cunning. He's saying, if I could get you in sexual perversion in private, come on, I don't care what you do in public, because I still got a hold of your life in some type of way. And let me tell y'all something. To get delivered from this, you know, it's a hard thing for some people, because if you're dealing with sexual perversion and you have been making excuses for years, and you have caused other people to, you have drugged other people into your perversion or whatever, then when you want to get free from that, the enemy sends a woman over here. He sends all kinds of different things to tempt you, so that he could keep you in a place of perversion. Why? Perversion is a stronghold that is, I'll say, a spiritual pandemic. That was a good one. It's a spiritual pandemic because it so many people that, you know, oh, I'm saved. I can't, you know, do this. But you mind. And, you know, it's so tricky. It's tricky. Praise God. And if you do not totally surrender yourself to Jesus Christ, you will be caught up. And people don't like to talk about sin or this type of thing because they're operating in it. Or in some shape, form, or fashion, they are entertaining it. And so it's important, praise God, for you to acknowledge these things. Get with your pastor. Find somebody you can be accountable to. Amen. Because we always tell ourselves, oh, I'm strong enough. I can do it by myself. Okay. But if you know that you, because some people are sex addicts. Some people say, that's not real. That's real. Okay. That's real. You know, we call it sexual perversion in the word of God, lasciviousness in the word of God. Lust, going on with verse 3. Lust, excessive wine. You know, that's self-explanatory. Reveling. Let's look at reveling. Because say, well, what is reveling? It's to take part in a loud, noisy celebration. You got to be the life of the party. You got to be loud. Come on. You got to be jumping. The party got to be jumping. That's you. You that person. It says banqueting. Okay. You know, big feasts, you know, parties, all that kind of stuff, you know, drinking and all that wrap right into each other, reveling and banqueting. Then the word talks about abominable idolatry. Now, abominable means hateful, distasteful, quite disagreeable, okay? Then idolatry is worship of a physical object, excessive attachment or devotion to something. You know, you are attached to it excessively. You know, I can't go without my lucky rabbit. Some people are that to the 10th power. They, you know, it's distasteful. Some of the, I'm telling y'all, I'm going to go back through this and I'm going to do a show on each one of them because it's important to know what each one of these are. This study, I'm telling y'all, it's something else. It says in verse 4, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. In other words, they're talking about you. All this is the suffering you'll encounter when you give up the works of the flesh. Wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same access. They gonna, you know, rioting and speaking evil of you. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? Come on. Verse 6. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. So it's not just preached, praise God, to people who know Jesus Christ. It's preached to those, praise God, that are not, amen, alive in the spirit. Amen? Come on. It's preached to you so that you can understand the difference between a child of God, amen, hallelujah, amen, and those that are not. Come on. It's preached to you so you'll know, amen, have proof, praise God, of what is godly and what is ungodly. Come on, all the tricks and traps that the enemy set up for you. You got to know the tricks and traps that the enemy set up for you. My God, hallelujah. Verse 7, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Be sober. This right here, that be sober right there. My Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all know I'm looking at my notes because I like doing the podcast because I can take my time. Amen. Glory to God. We're on verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober my God, and watch unto prayer, and above all things, having fervent, fervent means great warmth and feeling. It means you have feeling, you are considerate. Amen. There it is. Fervent, amen. Charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sin. Love, amen. So above all, let's read again right way. So above all, amen, having compassion and love among yourselves, for charity, which is love, shall cover the multitude of sin. My God, use hospitality one to another without grudging. Amen. Hallelujah. So me, you know, running your mouth, doing all that extra. Praise God. Amen. God, amen, wants us to understand, yes, we're going to do some suffering. We're going to have to do, amen, we're going to have to, that flesh, in order for that flesh to come under subjection, we're going to have to make a decision. Praise God. Amen. That I'm going to do it God's way, amen. If I lose friends, if I, come on, hallelujah. If I have to change addresses, whatever it is I have to do, amen. I will do it, praise God, amen. In order for me to stay connected with God, hallelujah. As every man has received a gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. As stewards, that's the good steward, hallelujah, of the manifold grace of God. Hallelujah, that's a blessing. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. If you're going to do it unto Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. If your brother is striving to be all that he needs to be in God, amen, then you, amen, need to make sure, hallelujah, that you honor that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I like this word today. It's good to my spirit. Praise God. The flesh will only shut down when you when you turn away from sin. When you, amen, get in your word, you say, well, how do I conquer this? So, praise God, whichever one you feed the most is going to rain. You feed your spirit man the most, amen, then guess what? When your challenge come up, amen, whether it's lust of the flesh or whatever it is, partying, drunkenness, you know, addiction, when you feed, amen, your spirit man the most, when those fleshly things come up to tempt you, praise God, and guess what? Your spirit man will win. But if you're feeding your flesh the most, which is not in your word, not praying, you know, and I always tell people this too, this television thing. We watching so many different, oh my God, on TV, till that's feeding your flesh as well. So whichever one you feed the most will reign, will be the most powerful. So which one are you feeding the most? Come on. Which one, amen, are you putting the most, I can't say it in a better way, feeding the most. Which one do you put the most time in to? Come on. Is it your flesh? Is it what is it? Well, whenever your temptation comes, you're going to go the way. you're going to. The weaker is going to lose. See, amen, your spirit, man, with the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a powerful study. I will be blogging this study on my site, mygospelsoul.com. I will be blogging this on the site, my definitions, my notes. Everything, praise God, probably as soon as I get off the air today. Amen. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to know that without faith it's impossible. Please, God, but with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. Amen. Hallelujah. I want y'all to be blessed knowing, amen, that God is here for you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. God bless you and have a great, great day.